Parshas Mishpatim, the Tanchuma starts Vela Mishpatim. So it says Zesha Oma Akosu. That's what the pasuk says. Ve'oiz Melech, the powerful king, the strong king, Mishpat Ohev, likes Mishpat. So Chazal say like this: B'noyek Shabayla Mishu Bal Zreya in Roitzel Lasis Dvar V'Mishpat. A person who's powerful, strong, does not like to deal with a system of justice. Ela mavala mishpat, he overrides the system of justice. Choymes v'goizel umaval das koinei, he robs and cheats and does averus. V'noise upon him of the oivah v'krevav and favors whoever he wants. Voice like dinos sayna. Avlet says Hakadosh Baruch Hu melech malchem lochem mishpat ohiv. He likes mishpat. Eina oise dvarv el b'mishpat. Whatever he does is through mishpat. Hevei v'oise melech mishpat ohiv. It's strange for two reasons. First of all, it's a compliment. Power corrupts b'derech klal. I mean, that's what it says. People who are powerful tend to overstep the bounds of justice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not corrupted by the power. I mean, it's not... If Sachakli you're being sheilul amida meguna, it's true that Basav Adams are affected by it. But, I mean, Sachakli, the Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? That he's sheilul amida meguna of taking bechomus or begezel? That's one prat that needs to be understood in the Chazal. Secondly, the etzim inyan... The medrash itself gives us to understand that there's a system of mishpat that be'etzim, a person who's powerful, is also restricted by mishpat, but he chooses to negate it. But let's say you have a tyrant who makes rules the way he wants to. So people, the right thing is not to say he's over on chomos and gezel and maval das koine. I mean, he establishes the laws the way he wants. But by Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, he's the melech malchei hamlochim. So lemaisa, he's the one that's kever the mishpatim the dinim. So what does it mean as regards Hakadosh Baruch Hu? What's the havamina that he could be over on mishpat and so on? I mean, whatever he says and how he says that becomes mishpat. Secondly, there's if you take a look in Chazal in Medrash Rabbah over here, there's a constant referral to dinim and mishpat as if it's something distinct from Torah. An endless series. It says, if you keep dinim, I will give you Torah. B'schus the dinim, Torah is kaim kai Yisrael. Why is the dinim in Parshas Yisrael before Matan Torah and dinim after Matan Torah to tell me that it's like a melech that walks with a god in front and a god behind him? That's the mishpatim before mishpatim afterwards. It's very hard to understand. It says before that the mishpatim are from Sinai. They're part of halacha. They're part of the dinim. They're part of mitzvahs Hashem. See, even though it's true they have an element of seichel to them, but what does it mean if you keep the dinim, b'schus that you'll get the Torah? There seems to be as if there's a special framework called dinim and mishpat. That's its mitzias, and it has a facet apart from being part of Torah. And what's the yichud of dinim? Just like the Moshe, for instance, it says there are cheres called mula Torah. It says that midas are a prerequisite for Torah. The Reb Chaim Vital says. It seems if dinim also is that in some way, and it's hard for us to understand. L'chur dinim is referring to Parshas Mishpatim, so it's a piece of Torah. It's a shtick Torah. I mean, it's all of Seder Nezikin. It's all of Parshas Mishpat. One more inyan, a little bit more out for us. The Zohar says over here, very famous Sef Ela Mishpatim. So the Zohar says these are the mahalchim of Gilgulim. That's what he says. The Parsh of Mishpatim tells me the inyan of Gilgulin Neshamas. So the very famous Rosh Baal Shem Tov, he says that what shayches does Gilgulim have with Parsh Mishpatim? So he says that even when a person is when a person Lamashal is not straight in dinim and in mishpat, So it says that in the end the person has to come back as a Gilgal to pay back something he did wrong in a previous Gilgal and so on. You even out the different Mamonistic Inyanim through Gilgulim. So even though we don't see the full scope of justice as accomplished in one Gilgul, but in the whole scope of Gilgulim, it does happen. The Shaila here is good. I mean, these are things that have no shaykh to us. It's rochik for us. It's rochik for anybody. Or the whole parsha Gilgulim is a parsha Seid. There has no real shaykh to our havana. But lechura, why is it miyuchet to mishpatim de kinyanim? I mean, if a person doesn't have avera, a person forgot to lay krishma l'mashal. So there's also a problem there. And the person needs a tikkun. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mahalchim of how to be mitaken him. I don't know what it means for as far as we understand, the person could have come back a second time and lay krishma again. It's not tichmen. If he missed out on krishma, let him come back and lay krishma again. What's the and vice versa? Mishpatim. I mean, both people died a long time ago. This person doesn't need his money anymore. This person's long stolen. If he comes back and gives him back again, it's also not really a shava to what happened before. I mean, why, if Gilgulim is a chance for a person to redo the inyanim that he was nichshel in, so mali inyanim mominis, inyanim benam chaver, mali inyanim of stam mitzvahs, it could have been the same for us. So let's try to understand. It is tak a very fundamental part of the Torah, and it's a very important bechlala as a cornerstone for avoda. In the inyanim of Issa Veheta, we've said over a few times, the Baal Tanya speaks about it in Tanya Taka, and he says that Lechura, we know a klal that everything a person does is supposed to be love of Avodas Hashem. So Lechura, there is no such thing as Issa and Heta. It's either Issa or Chiyuv. If a person, if eating this particular thing will give him will help him in Avodas Hashem, is mechuyev to do it. If not. So he says like this, that Issa v'heter is the range of which kalim does a person have in order to be Avodas Hashem. Those things that are also means that tie down, and there's no way that they will have a hisalus from the person's Avodas Hashem. L'mashal, if a person is nichshel macholos asuris, even b'shege, I think he says. So the fact that he used that macholos asuris as energy to learn and to daven and to do ma'isim tovim, in no way is mal at these objects. In no way do these things become elevated. The osur means to tie down, like the word osur means to tied. Melech osur barhotim. And it's mutum means the loose. There a possibility to use favoritus Hashem. Should you use a favoritus Hashem? Is it a favoritus in this particular period or not? That's already a shikul das of Adam. Aber the etzem mitzius rechefet, the chfeitzim that are shaykh favoritus Hashem, the chefets that are not shaykh favoritus Hashem. That's his klal of Isavahetim. In the Indian, there's a deeper knetch. And that is for every person to do avoda, it's a mistake in understanding that there's a general rule book and everybody's dumped in the world and a person's supposed to grab as many mitzvahs as he can. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu put every person into the world with a particular mitzvah. If every person has a particular tzura, that's his tzura. And b'meila da avoda that he has is his also. Those inyanim that are shayach to the person can be shayach to. And those inyanim that the person is not shayach to, the person can't have anything to do with them. Just like it's a deeper knach on what we said on the Baal Tanya's Hagdara. Just like there are objects that are not nis'ala from someone from avoda, even if the person ate it b'shkoga and unintentionally and so on. But that's the mitzias. The mitzias is everything has an address also. Everything in the world has. And if a person does with what's not his, let's take a very crude example. A person gives tzedakah with money that's not his. So it's not tzedakah. More than that, a person that works with kalim that are not his kalim, so the person hasn't done his job. The etzem person's metzias in this world is missing. So let's go back first and explain it in terms of what we said before. First of all, that's the pshat. Dinim are something separate. Dinim and mishpat is the mahalach and the bria that's being koveya everything. What is shayach to me and what's not shayach to me? It's a prerequisite to avoda. Avoda is what to do with the object. Now I have a kit. I have a full kit. So what am I supposed to do with this? What am I supposed to do with this? What am I supposed to do with this? The kvius of the things that the person has, that's through the mahalach of kinyan, and it's a basis for avodas Hashem. The same way like midas are a prerequisite, a person that's out for himself, so all of Torah just becomes a means for gaiva. A person that has other, that's an achzori. So all the nyani mitzvahs he takes with achzoris. So we understand that's the midas are a prerequisite for mitzvahs. Kinyan is a prerequisite for Torah because every person has his mahalach avodah, and if the definition of what is his is not in place, then there's no makom for avodah yet. So when it says, certainly the Torah itself dictates dinim and chayish mishpat and so on. But when you're dealing with a more fundamental aspect of dinim, when you're dealing with the aside of dinim, which is mine, yours, his, none of ours, everyone's, that Hagdorah is a prerequisite for Torah because I have to define myself and what's my kalim for Avodas Hashem. That's the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Niflik Oimek of the Tanchuma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya Mahalchim the world. Certainly we're not talking about can HaKadosh Baruch Hu take what he wants, or doesn't want. It's a meaningless Hagdara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Sheiresh HaShroshim in the Bria. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he manifests himself in the Bria. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed that the very root of Kesher in the Bria is through Mahalchim Mishpat. We once mentioned it in the Musik of Kinyonim. It says Koine Shemayim V'aretz. So Rashi says, mentioned a few weeks ago. Rashi says B'may Kono, because he made it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't impose himself on Shemayim V'aretz. The kesher between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria is through Kinyon, and b'meila the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a person's place in the Bria is through Mahalchi Mishpat. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel himself not done that, then the pshat is there's a mahalach that goes without that, and it's shayach that a person should grab and take. In the Sheirish HaShroshim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not meshabed his own basic mahalchim to the sheirish of mishpat, then it would mean be'etzem it is shaykh to grab. Be'etzem a person can take. It's not, but it's nice. It's a prat in avoda. It's a prat in midas tovus and in mitzvahs that a person should take things that are his. That's the way we would understand it. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech malchei hamlochim takes only b'mishpat. The fact that there's no that from the very Sheirish HaBriya, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen Shemayim V'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes because it's his Kaviyochel, so that means there's no makom in the Bria anything to be shayach to a person that's not his. There's a pasuk, Kayre Dogger V'lo Yolad. If a person places his name on something that's not his creation. In the Pashto, in the simplest sense, it means robbery, Pashto. B'chatzi yom av yozvenu, it says, a novel, something, I forgot the lush, but b'chatzi yom av yozvenu, it says it leaves him before his life is half over. It's b'chatzi yom av is an expression that you never accomplished anything. A person, if a person attempts to take that which is not his, if a person attempts to be koyer Hashem, and without it, be'emes being his, then he can't keep it. Because there's no such mahalach in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the very Sheresh HaBria that there is mine and yours and his, and there's no way to be shaykh to something that's not mine, that's not his, and that's so on. It's like when you stick together things that don't have a shaykh to each other, it can last a little bit, but it's just not going to last because the be'etzim are not shaykh to each other. The Bria was created in a way where everything has a label on it. And the question is, you can sort out the things that are yours, and you can realize the potential. You cannot take that which is not yours. You can make a tfisa, but you can't make a kinyan on it. That's the reason why the inyan of Gilgulim is shaykh specifically to Mominus, because it's a dover. If you misbein in the imik of the divrei and the imik for us in these inyan, every avera. The pshat is a person had a metzias. There's no such thing as Kadosh Baruch Hu. The derech, the general hanhaga for being metaken a person goes through Gehenim and so on. That's the kololistic oifen of being metaken and melabin a person. So if a person l'moshel did a particular avera, if a person did an avera, he did an iser, dvar iser. So there's no mokim. Akadosh Baruch Hu is not megalgal the person again and again, because in fact the person, there's a place to be metaken his inyan. That kach gazra chachmas yisparach. But if the person never existed, if the person didn't have a metzias, every person has a right and an obligation for a metzias in the world. If the person was not in his mokum, if a person was not in his kinyonim, so that person didn't exist. It's a much deeper fakir. I mean, it says this for him, it's a much harsher punishment for a person, the inyan of Gilgulim, than the inyan of Gehenim, because Gehenim, you know at least for sure, it's finished and so on. Going back to this world is much harsher for the neshama. A person whose tchuna was a tchuna of Kairi Dog of Loyola, the person took things that were not his and his whole, that was his mitzvahs, so you weren't around, you didn't serve time yet. I mean, a person serves time in the army, but he does a sloppy job, not a good job, he problems, so there's punishment, but he did his time. Let's say somebody was a chacham and he hired someone else to stand in for him, and they find it out. So his own, it's not his own. So now he has to do his years. You were not there. It's not the pshat you were there and you did something wrong. You weren't there. In the mahalach of mishpatim, a person who's mufka from mishpatim, a person that's his metzias. So, I mean, we seem to find in two inyanim. Either if a person missed out on his real tachlis in this world, that seems to be an inyan of Gilgulim, that's understandable for us. A person was supposed to have done so and so, this was the tachlis this created for, that seems to have an inyan of Gilgulim. And in Chalkei HaTorah, this Chalkei HaTorah, where things, and that's the pshat that he comes back to pay it back, is because you have to sort out. I mean, that's the etzem mitzias of the person. The inyanim that are shayach to him are the etzem mitzias of the person. And if he doesn't come back to sort it out, so he never was around. So the sorting it out goes into something that says etzem mitzias. That's the inyan of Gugulim and shayach to him. Let's take it in Shrashi and Midas of a person. So if we're talking about the mitzias, that everything in the world has a person and has a himself and has some that shaykh to him and so on, on the one hand we find that everything, when it clicks into its place, it gets its true mitzias. The mashal, it says vayokam asodeh Asher left and Asher Avram. By Avram Avinu, it says Rashi is Tkuma Hoysel Asodah. Tkuma means not only does it, Tkuma doesn't only, it doesn't mean just it becomes elevated. Tkuma is like Mechaya Mesim. Mechayim means to exist. We say Tkuma, it for us, something that's very depressed and you breathe life into it, it has an uplifting. The word Tkuma Hoysa Vayokam, the word Vayokam, like the word Kayam, means it began to exist. The Soda of the Maraz HaMachpelah was a Soda that did not have a Metzias in the world, because it was Ephron's, and it was not Ephron's Soda. So the Soda B'Teiris, Ephron's Soda, did not exist. When Avram Avinu took it, so when he was Vayikin, when it was kind of that Chelek, so that Chelek became a Metzias in the Bria. It got its mitzvahs. It became Maraz HaMachpelah. It wasn't a stay Ephraim. It was a Maraz HaMachpelah, and that's when it got its mitzvahs. Could be that that's the Indian, the tzura of the seder of the parsha, because you start with, with Evid, and it's a psamadna. I mean, Evid is a prat in Hilchis Kinyanim. Why do you start with Evet, and then you go to Niske Behema? So one would expect Mekha Memka to be first, so on. The truth is, because the deepest knach in Kinyonim is Avdus, that the fact that a person, that some people's Metzias is only when they serve another person, or if I care, a person has a Kinyan stretches so far that it's even in another neshama a person has a Kinyan. The mitzias of having a Kinyan in a person is the deepest. If Kinyan is not just a chetimtza, just a division of lines, but you're talking about the place and purpose of everything, the Bria. So Kinyan in Adam is the strongest dagger. And Niske Behema follows with the understanding that Niske Behema means that a person is achroi for Behema because it's his. It's not only, we're not going to tell you. The pshat is that a person's, the Kinyan and the Behema means that the Behema is a yada richt of the baila. That if the Behema damages amachroi for it, is a gilui in the oimik of Kinyan. So we start with avodim, and then go into Niske Behemoth, because Niske Mammon, because that gives me the understanding. It's not only Pshat, I own something so no one can take it. That's what the world understands. The owning means that this is a chelik of me and I'm a chelik of it. And if the thing disengages, then I have a problem with it. So the Metzius of Kinyonim, as in its sharpest form, is where the parasha starts with. The midah that shayach to it is the first place where we find a kinyan in the Torah, a musik of a kinyan, is by Adam and Chava. That when Cain was born, so she felt that this was a kinyan in her baal. With that, she was koine her husband. So the musik it had a psanarois the ketsura of ishus, and with the vlad it became a dava konu. So the first person in the world that had this mitzias was called Kayin. The most of the midah ra of Kayin was kina, and it's very clear. Anybody, I mean, that the Kayin and the kina, that the kinyan and kina are of one sheirus, at least in Havana, that both of them are shayach to the midah ra, let's call it, of kina. The midah ra of kinyan in its bad form is kina. I mean, kina itself could also be good. It says l'mashal that a person's mechuyev lekanes ishtoi, because fakat, if it's a midah ra, if a person is not mekanes ishtoi, and we'll see in a second. We'll try to explain it. There's somebody mentioned this week the chiyuv in the Aseres HaDibris. There's loisachmoit beis reecha eishes reecha. It's interesting. I mean, we understand that the issa chemda taiva of lemoshel in our rayas. So we understand that hirurim royim. That we understand hirurim royim have nothing to do with eishes reecha. They could be on a pluya. They could be on stomach. Any erva. There's no. I mean, mitzad hilchis hirurim. There's no spashis. Being choymeit, someone else's soda. We all don't understand what the problem is. So again, it's a shayla of what the tzur of this if it comes to l'maisa. Now it's machlokes and shayim, but still. The fact that the Torah should place the Isra on as a shayish to Yisrael tachmoit, it's modna. I mean, it's a milo toiva, it's a mida toiva, but the understanding is that Aseres HaDibris deals with shroshim. Emunah, kfira, Shabbos, kibra ve'eim, you're talking about very, very mitzistic of maisim. You're not talking about higher dargis that ashar to malach ha'sharis. So why is leisachmoit? I mean, that a person should not be noyif. Understand? That's a shoshistik inyan. A person should not be also gonna rayas. So loisachmoy the eichshu who eish lecha is has some duty hurim. But what's loisachmoy advice? Where's the issue? Where's the shir? The goyin says that chemda as opposed to taiva. Even though in second dibris it's called taiva, Rashi says it's also in this sense it's a sense of chemda. The koyach of chemda in a person, the goyin says is be'etzem not a midah ra. Taiva, he says, is be'etzem a midah ra. Taiva meaning craving for something physical is bad. Chemda is not really craving something physical. Chemda is ambition, let's call it. In a sense, it's different. It's a more emotional craving than a physical craving. So the goyin says, and he's medayik in Mishlei, he says one is a midah that be'etzem is mufka from Kal Yisrael, and one is a midah that it's a question of doing it kitikunai. So the goyin, so the pshat is like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a person in this world without his kelim. A person is born orim, a person is born naked, without anything. The midah of chemda is to go and to find those things that belong to him. That's the sheirish ashrashim of a person's ambition in this world. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nafshi chemda b'tzel yodecha. A person finds his zivuk. Fakert, the midah of taiva, to find a zivuk with a midah of taiva is a low midah. To find a person's zivuk with chemda, that the person knows that he's not a shalom and there's something missing and something will be mashing him, that's a midah taiva. Chemda will send him to find his zivuk. That a person find and ask himself, machay vazi baylami, what things in the world are there for me? What's my place of working? That is the midah toiv of chemda. Chemda is the midah that pushes a person to find the things that he's missing, even if they're not in sight. The restlessness in a person, when a person is looking for a zivuk, in an oifen, the person feels he needs his ashlama. The person feels he needs a shlemus. And the person looks to do those things that he's needed for. The person wants to do things that he's good at, and he's needed for, and are useful, and appreciated. That midah is the midah toiv of chemda. And that's the sheirish hashoshim of all of it. A person that has no chemda to himself is dead. He's apathetic. There's no avodah. The person is nothing. On the other hand, that midah becomes misconstrued when the person grabs anything that comes in his way. when a person's not mevarer what's his and what's not his, so adrabba, he does two things bad. It's like when a person is not looking, and if at a swimming pool, he picks up somebody else's shoes and puts them on. So shnayim rosso swami. First of all, your shoes are going to be too tight. The shoes you put on are too tight, and they're going to pinch you. And the poor guy who ended up with your shoes is going to lose them somewhere because they're too big on him. When the person is geizel and chaimis, so the shnayim rosso. First of all, the person took away someone else's. The other person is now lacking his klei avoda. And secondly, the person didn't do what he was supposed to do. So there's a shnayim rois in every example. That's the flip side of so kina, in its beard sense, kina in so l'mashal, the mitzvah of kina, it says a person is mechuyev to be mekane le'ishtei. That's a midah toiva. If you feel that this is your chibur and your zivuk, and this is your ashlama, so how can you tolerate another person there? What do you mean that you don't care? You don't care is the pshat that for you it's also just a taiva. So there's time to split the taiva. I could be mala my taiva, he could be mala's taiva. But if a person looks at it, this is for what I was sent here in this world for. This is my thing. This is my ashlama. This is my ashlama. So the kin is an expression of his kesher, of his kinyan. A person, fakert, a person like Yaakov Avinu, like we always mention, Yaakov Avinu went back for every little pachantanim because they're his. These are Yaakov Avinu's. What do you mean you're leaving it for someone else? You don't care. What do you mean you don't care? These are yours. And me'idach kisa, if the person is light with someone else's, so it's a hafka on his inyanim also. Then what he has is not really his. It's all just handy. The flip side of kina is the flip side of kinyan. The midah is chemda is a midah that drives a person to be kina his kinyanim, and kina is bederach called the midah that's beard in the sense that it's the person is he's obliterating. So that's why it says leisachmoid in the Aseres HaDibros, because the sheirish of dinim and faket in this sense, we're not talking about eshes reecha in the arayistic sense, but in the sense in the sheirishic sense, it's faket, that's the chsima. There's a noichi. The Aseres HaDibros starts with a noichi. There's one noichi in the world, and that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then and every person has his little ani. So the chsima is of the Aseres HaDibros is that a person's ani has to find those things that are shaykh to his ani. A person should not be looking for those things that are not his. The leisachmoid is not a psehida mitzvah in the a person who doesn't eat chazer is doing right things. A person who doesn't even want to eat chazer is on a higher madrega maybe. But that's not in moments it's not like that b'chalal. In moments the etzem sheirish of the Indian is the perception and understanding that what's mine is mine and what's his is that's the metzias of the world and that's my metzias. Aaron, it says, Aaron HaKoyin, of all the inyanim that he wore, all of his kalim, it's very interesting. None of them says says an ulterior reason in the psukim. I mean, he wears mechasayim lechasis ervosi. He wears an avin. It doesn't say why. He wears an avin. The me'il, the kisayinus. All of them are in yonim that are either for the kovid and tiferes. It's the niceness of the koyin. And the Gemara brings all sorts of remuzim. There's a mechap on this. There's a mechap on that. That's mechap on another thing. Fine. All of these in yonim are in yonim that we have remuzim in Torah Shel Ha'Peh. What they're there for besides that some yoifi and other. The one garment that Aaron HaKoyen is specifically, that specifically has a tachlis mitzad its etzem mitzias outside of it, is called the Choshen Mishpat. And the pasuk calls it the Choshen Mishpat. And that's what it's called. The mitzias of Choshen Mishpat is, Sarashi explains over there, that it's because it determines Mishpat when it's Sosim and Klai Yisrael, it's there in order to give each thing a Metzias in the world. So it dover niflad ma'oy the schus of Aron HaKohen. It didn't have to be Aron HaKohen. It's mashma. I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with kahuna, especially. This has to do. I mean, it could have been given to the Sanhedrin, to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not a kahuna de kinyan. It's not. So Rashi says, leave shiro, Chazal, leave shiro b'simchas achiv, and he was someach imoy. He's going to wear the choshna mishpit. You know, the Nikias, it wasn't just a stamas char because he was such a nice guy, so he's going to get Chosh Mishpat. The mokum of Chosh Mishpat is on a lave that's bechlal has no shaykhs to being chaymit, something that's not his. Something that's not the tikkun, the shayrish is Aron HaKohen knew what's his. And b'meila, he had no shaykhs to the other persons. So what do I care? It's if I care, his simcha was shalom because he had no shaykhs to someone's not his. That type of leiv is the mokrim where there's the bureau of mishpat and klai yisrael. That's the shayrish of mishpat. And it's very interesting in the making of the choshen. It's each shevet has a stone. And it's Shashra's gavlus, the word gavlus in Losh Gvul, boundaries. They're set in a boundary. In other words, the whole mitzias, the most of the Chayshim Mishpat is each thing has its own mitzias, and it's bordered and bounded and doesn't flow over to the other mitzias. That is the mitzias of a Chayshim Mishpat. I wanted to bring over. It's unfortunate. There's a whole area of perception that we lost. Lamashal. I mean, a person who has a cholam, he's gonna have a lot of money. So. If he wants to dress it up nicely, he's going to help other people. He's going to build tire. He's going to do wonderful things with it. Okay, yeah, no, but at least a lot of times I wonder. It's when we hold up for esteem, a person who had money and he did a lot of tzedakas with it, built a lot of things with it. And fine, a lot of chesed. So we have the feeling that that's the ultimate in what a person does. That's the avodah with a person's mamonis. It's again, if we look at the surim that deal with honesty and all the other inyanim, and we look at them as isurim. It's restraints and fatik, and the person is nizer. But it's such a wrong understanding. The mahalach of avoda is a person is in this world to be mevarer those in yonim that are his. A person has to understand. For most people, they'll be spending a majority of their life with mominus. It's not the pshat that honesty or choshen mishpat is a maneer from isurim. The inyan of kinyan is the whole mitzvahs of the world. And a person has to know that everything that he does be yashrus, and everything that he does with Chayshim Mishpat, everything that he does, it's not the pshat, he's just nizr from Averia. He's building his world. It extends further. And when it's in his nechassim, and a person acquires it honestly, he asks himself, what's the address of this particular dollar? What am I supposed to do with it? The person is a gizber. And the sheirish of his contact with this world is the birur, which halakim of the world are his and which halakim are not his. Mishpat is a whole kedima. It's kodmal l'tayra in that sense. It's pushed before Aseres HaDibros and afterwards to tell us that it's a sheirish for everything. It's all different cook. We always mention that by Esav said yesh li roiv, I have plenty. Yaakov said yesh li koil, I have everything. There's no such thing as plenty. Plenty means I have more than I know what I can do with. There's no such thing like that. It's a person has to understand that if he goes through a whole life, and because he's mitzamtzim himself, So he can't do chassadim, and he can't support her, and so on and so forth. But if his nisayin was on honesty, and so on, so fakert, it's a much deeper avoida. It's an avoida that goes to the sheirush of things. Chesed is something that you slap on. It's like, you know, you have an exodal, you slap, you do a chesed with it. You do it to bigger mitzvahs nefesh. That's very nice and fine. But the sheirush hashroshim of the bria is kinyan. The sheirush hashroshim of the bria is that everything has its hashayches to a specific person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stole the Welt avek on mishpat. And that's where things are, and that a person should be proud of himself. That a person should, and it's unfortunate. There is no public forum for being mishabech. The public forums are always mishabech to people that do a lot of things with the money, which is nice and fine. That a person should have a shvach. That circumstance did not allow him to do anything with money, but every single penny that he had was honest. Every single pruta was bedin. And not only did it come to his nechassim bedin, but it left bedin. It's like the bracha you make by basic words: the kilkleschem bedin, hechiaschem bedin, kilkleschem bedin, heimisaschem bedin. That a person knows that the shevish hashoshim is all putting everything in its right slot. Is this for me or it's not for me? Is this shaykh to me? Is it not shaykh to me? And if it is shaykh for me, so where is it supposed to go weiter? You're talking and that yashrus and emes and honesty should be something that is shaykh to a person. It's so mufka from us. I remember I was buying this farm. There's a Rabbi Yaakov Bloy has a tremendous amount of chayachas farm, so he has halacha. He has a mezuzah on a whole bunch of inyanim, tzedakah, mezuzah, like halacha. And then he has a choshen mishpat, 8-9 halakim on the halakim that are more shaykh than a chaver. So when I went to buy, he asked me, do I want choshen mishpat also? So I said, no, I want only the halacha lemaisa, the kinyanim. So he said, yeah. He said, right. He said, choshen mishpat is not halacha lemaisa. I mean, it was so far from it. A person hires somebody. A person works with someone else. How much time are you supposed to put in? I mean, the minig olam is, there's a time gets lost for this, for that, for the other. Is it right? Is it wrong? So a person will say to himself, well, everybody does it, so why should I be the fool and not do it? What do you mean the fool? If this is your avodah, Yaakov Avinu was proud of the fact that he never cut out from doing his work. So if that's what you're supposed to do, I mean, there's a mokum to be done on everything. But if that's what a person's supposed to do, so don't look at it as nevach manasa. You know, we look at it as a restraint that. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with me, and I can't do anything. That's your Aveda. The Aveda of this world is one Aveda. To be mevarer the inyanim that are shaykh to a person, and to do with them what's right. So this mahalach of birur, that every pruta should be an emes of pruta in a person's case. I mean, if you have two people, one person, because he was so makbid, he never had enough to do great things with it, and the other person was mezalzel, and b'meila there was always extra. Who's the bigger person? The first person is a much bigger person, and a person has to know it as he's looking out on a lifetime of dealing with it. A person has to know that the sheirush hashroshim is mishpat and din and emes. That's the sheirush hashroshim. The next question comes, and then there's a second mishpat: what to do with it. And a person should think of it as accomplishment. A person should think that every diktuk and every kpeda in Yonim Mamanis is not the pshat, it's a chumrat, it's avoida. The avoida of Mamanis is the biru, like the Zohar says, the Eilu Mishpatim is the etzem mitzias of the person. Nothing else is mechayev you to do it all over again. Because you did, you were here, you did more, you did less. In these Inyanas Zahirus, the pshat is you weren't there. If this was not yours, kaira dog of layolot bechatz yom of yasvenu, then it's gone. That's it. And on a more and on a finer rifin also, besides the mamnis, in every other kalim a person has, the mid of kina is that the person is not looking for his kalim and what he should be doing. The person is looking for what he thinks looks nice. On a midistic level, it's also like that. A person has to make an honest beer with himself. What is his mitzias? What is kalim and fakert? The things that he has, the person has to be especially proud of, especially happy of. And like the Bimikana Lishtai, this is what I'm supposed to do, and whether it's something people appreciate, don't appreciate, this is my Metzias, and this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. And Meidach Gisa, the things that are not shaykh to me are just not shaykh to me. They don't stel zich zu to me. The shayrish of the aveira of Gzeila and Gneva and Eshu Echa doesn't lie in the Maisa. The shayrish lies in the Etzim Chemda. These inyonim, the things that are shaykh to me are the only things that I have shaykhs to. And things not shaykh to me, I don't have shaykhs to. The Eila Mishpatim, the inyonim of Dinim, are the inyonim where a person is kaveh as Etzim Metzius and as Etzim Avodah.